Case solved. These women investigated an old crime and surprised the professionals. The Carpool Detectives, a true crime mystery that reads like a novel, begins before the COVID-19 pandemic shut down the country and concludes on an upbeat note 2.5 years later. Four LA moms with no law enforcement training have solved an icy cold case and moved on to their next buoyed by newfound purpose. But as Chuck Hogan's book and conversations with the unlikely crime solvers today make clear, there were plenty of bumps along the way, from dead ends to a potential intruder at one of their homes mid-investigation. We went through phases where we felt like we hit a wall, says Marissa Pianco, a former forensic accountant. Pianco first learned about the stalled investigation into an older couple's death during a journalism class and became determined to get to the bottom of it, inviting three acquaintances to help solve the case. I think each one of us had a time by which we were like, okay, are we really continuing with this? Taking risks. There were lots of ups and downs, concurs Nicole Lancet-Blank, a political opposition research pro seated at the very same table in Pianco's backyard where the team figured out the perpetrator of a double homicide. Samira Poulos, a puzzle-loving digital advertising project manager who stepped back from her career when she became a mom. And Jeannie Wilkinson, a former entertainment industry research exec. Both nod their heads in agreement as their fellow sleuths describe the sometimes fraught nature of their first investigation. The quartet is still a bit apprehensive about solving a case that involved organized crime and is worried that the book might expose their families to harm. To get around their concerns, some of the details about the case have been changed in The Carpool Detectives, and each of the four detectives is referred to by first name, like a character in a novel. Reading along, it can be easy to forget that the underlying case is based on real, not fictional, murders.